Topic 21. Olomouc, my hometown.
Where is Olomouc situated?
Olomouc is situated in the middle of the Hana region in the wide valley of the river Morava, where it is joined by the Bistrice. Olomouc is an ancient city with many historical monuments that has been declared an urban conservation area. It is said to be the second most valuable historical town after Prague. Although it is not a big town today, it played an important role in the history, above all in the time of the Great Moravian Empire. Nowadays, it has over 100,000 inhabitants. What is the symbol of the town?
The symbol of the town is a coat of arms that portrays a chessboard eagle carrying a small crown on its head. This comes from Moravian Margrave's seal. There are four golden letters in its corners, S-P-Q-O, Senatus Populuscu Olomoucensis. When was the first known mention of the town?
There have been settlements in the area of Olomouc since the Neolithic times. The precise date of its foundation is not known, but it is Julius Caesar who is considered to be the legendary founder of Olomouc. The first record of the town appears after the year 1027, when the Moravians got rid of the bondage of Poland and joined Bohemia. The chronicler Cosma mentions the siege of Olomouc in 1055. What do you know about its history?
The seat of the Primuslied princedom gained fame and importance once the bishopric was established in 1063. Several years later, in 1078, the famous monastery of Hradisko was set up. As a result of the 30 Years' War, the town lost its leading position as the chief town of Moravia and was damaged and destroyed. In 1642, after 4 days of resistance, the town surrendered to the Swedes, who stayed there for 8 long years. In the 19th century, the Industrial Revolution missed the town, but it succeeded in getting the railway connection with Vienna in 1841 and with Prague in 1845. In the eventful year of 1848, the Vienna court was moved to the calm town of Olomouc, and the young Franz Joseph became emperor. What are the famous people in history of the town?
Wenceslaus III, the last Czech king of the Przemyslid family, was assassinated during the campaign into Pollandon for September 1306 in Olomouc. In 1469, King Matthias of Hungary proclaimed himself a Czech king here. Jan Sarkander was a Catholic priest who, accused of treachery, was tortured to death in Olomouc in 1620. In spite of being tortured for many days, he kept saying that he was innocent. After his death, he became a martyr, and in 1995, the Pope John Paul II canonized him here in Olomouc. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was 11 when he stayed in Olomouc from 28th of October to 23rd of December 1767. He composed many things here, such as Symphony No. 6 F major. There is a plaque on one of the houses in Wenceslaus Square. Between May 1794 and September 1797, General Lafayette was held political hostage in Olomouc. There is a plaque on one of the houses in the square called Náměstí Republiky. Gustav Mahler worked as a bandmaster in the Olomouc-based Moravian Theater from 11th of January to 18th of May, 1883. There is a plaque on the Golden Pike House at 4 Stratzena Street. What do you know about Palacký University?
In 1566, Bishop Wilhelm Prusinowski founded the Jesuit seminary here, which became university in 1573, the second oldest in the Czech lands. The Jesuits governed the university for over 200 years. During the 30 Years' War, its library was destroyed by the Swedes. In 1778, the university moved to Brno and returned 4 years later. The university has educated not only Moravian students, but also students from Austria, Germany, Poland, and Scandinavia. One of its many famous graduates is the father of genetics, Johann Mendel. The Paletsky University consists of 7 faculties at present: the Medical Faculty, Faculty of Arts, Teachers Faculty, Faculties of Natural Sciences, Law, Theology, and Physical Education. What do you know about the town hall?
One of the oldest monuments of the town hall originally was a merchant house. It now stands in the middle of the upper square. It dates back to the 14th century, and its tower is 75 meters tall, and there is an astronomical clock that has gone through a number of changes in past centuries. Towards the end of World War II, it was damaged, and the way it looks today, the socialist mosaic style was designed by Karel Svolinsky in 1947 to 1955. What do you know about Olomouc's fountains?
Olomouc is very proud of its unique collection of 6 Baroque fountains. Most of them have been removed from their original place to give way to the traffic. There is the Caesar Fountain, the highest and most famous one representing a mounted figure of the legendary founder of Olomouc, Hercules's Fountain, Mercury's Fountain, Fountain of Tritons, Neptune's Fountain, and Jupiter's Fountain. Arion's Fountain had been planned for centuries, but it was the architect Ivan Timer, native from Olomouc, who finished the work in 1992. What do you know about the Metropolitan Cathedral of St. Wenceslaus?
St. Wenceslaus Church was first a Romanesque church built in the 12th century. The most remarkable thing about it is its valuable internal design. Reconstructions revealed remnants of a castle with wonderful Romanesque windows. In 1883 to 1892, there was a neo-Gothic style reconstruction and a tower 100.65 meters tall was added. What do you know about the Church of St. Moritz?
St. Moritz Church is a Gothic monument that was started in the late 14th century, after 1398, though it was not finished until the mid-16th century. It took the place of an earlier church, whose southern tower and battlement had survived. The nave is 42 meters long, and it contains a famous Baroque organ made by Michael Engler, a master from Wroclaw, in the 18th century. The organ is the largest one in Central Europe. Every year in September, the International Organ Festival is held there. What other Olomouc churches do you know?
Other churches include the Church of Our Lady of Snows, built in the 18th century, St. Michael's Church, its 3 domes make it a dominant feature of the town, and the Church of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary, dating back to the 15th century. Moreover, it has an unusual heptagonal roof. What do you know about the sculpture of the Holy Trinity?
What is a perfect example of Baroque art in Olomouc is the Holy Trinity Pillar, 35 meters tall, belonging to the biggest statues not only in the Czech Republic, but in the whole of Europe. Built between 1716 and 1754, it was consecrated in 1754 in the presence of the Empress Maria Theresia. Its decorations include 51 little statues and reliefs. This statue is on the UNESCO World Cultural Heritage List. Together with the town hall and its astronomical clock, the statue is a dominant feature of the upper square. What do you know about the Premyslid Palace?
The Premyslid Palace is a national cultural treasure and, from the historical point of view, the most valuable monument in Olomouc. The original site was built in the 12th century, although it burnt down and was rebuilt in the Romanesque style. After the Premyslid dynasty died out, the place was given to church. At the turn of the 17th and 18th century, the castle was rebuilt in the late Gothic style. What do you know about the monastery Hradisko?
The Hradisko monastery was set up in 1078 as a family monastery and cemetery of the Olomouc-based members of the Přemyslid dynasty. It has 5 towers. Originally, It was a Benedictine monastery, and the current design dates back to 1659 to 1736. Since 1802, the monastery houses a military hospital. What other monuments are there?
The Museum of National History and Arts is situated in a former convent. It's the oldest Czech museum in Moravia, 1883. Archbishop's Palace is built on the spot of an old building from the 16th century. It has been the seat of Olomouc bishops and archbishops. The Theresian Gate is only one of the five gates of the former Theresian Fort. Plague Marian Column on the lower square was built in the 18th century to commemorate plague victims from the years 1713 to 1715. The reconstructed Olomouc Armory is used as university library today. What do you know about Olomouc Parks?
Olomouc Parks were established on the foreground of the fortification wall in the 19th century. There is a 750-meter-long alley in Smetana's park. Since 1969, an exhibition of horticulture, flora, has taken place here every year. What do you know about the Basilica of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary?
The pilgrimage church of the Visitation of the Virgin Mary on the Saint Hill nearby Olomouc is an impressive monument of the region. As early as the 18th century, it became the most famous pilgrimage place in the Hana region. As the Pope John Paul II visited the place in May 1995, the church was declared a basilica minor. There is a zoological garden in the woods close to the church. What other places can you visit in the surroundings?
Another place worth seeing is the town of Namyesht Nahane, with a late Baroque mansion and a valuable collection of horse carriages used by Olomouc bishops and archbishops. A well-kept castle called Sternberg, dating back to the mid-13th century, with a huge collection of clocks, another castle called Bozov, which is one of the most popular Czech castles, stalagmite caves in Mladec and Javoršičko, the Museum of the Production of Tvarůžky, local cheese specialty, in Loštice, the Castle Helfstein, which is a regular meeting place of art blacksmiths, and many more places.